And this is Conscious of Crazy podcast. In a sense of knowing what's right and what's wrong versus a mentally unsound mind. This is Conscious Said, Cedric Kirksey. I have an interesting guest, a member of the family, Calvin Cars. I found him on YouTube and I seen what he was doing. I definitely appreciate his innovative, you know, the innovation that he's creating and everything that he's doing. So Calvin, for the people, introduce yourself and we could begin the conversation.
Okay. Nice to meet you, everybody. I'm Calvin. I'm 19 years of age. I'm in the first year in senior high school, and I'm actually in Ghana. I started building my projects when I was 10 years old. And within this process, I've been able to learn a lot of things in automobile and also how to create a new idea. So I'm having the passion of building craft and then other machines. So I'm happy when I'm at my workshop. So that's me. I really feel free when I'm working in the workshop, and everything that I have been doing, it's always come by seeing maybe solving problems from our society and then finding solutions to it. So that's the main focus and the main project that I'm focusing on. And I really work every day because I wanted to upgrade what I'm trying to do, because I didn't have the foundation to acquire those knowledge, but I learned it from my mistakes. So I have been working every day to be able to achieve whatever I wanted to do.
Man, yeah, that's amazing. I definitely support that, and I forget that you're 19 doing this. Yeah, that's amazing. So I guess around what age was you when you you created your first car, your first car, or had your idea to create your first car? What inspired you?
Oh, okay. I got my inspiration from a moving plane when I was very young. I was 10 years old then. I was waiting for a replacement in a school. So I wasn't in school at that time. So when I was there, I saw a plane passing by and something told me that, can you do this plane? So I started it from there, doing small plane. And then I find it difficult to fly my plane. So then I diverted into cars. So at that time, I was putting this toy cars to exhibition. So during this time, we were working on these prototypes for some time, for almost about 5 years. So I've been taking it to school, but I saw that many people weren't having interest in it. So I decided to build a bigger one, which may attract people to support my invention. So I got some friends who were also interested. Then we decided to start this project.
That's amazing, because I always had ideas to create things like and looking into how phones are created is kind of unique, and I know the resources that phones use, pretty much most of the resources come from, of course, Africa, and it's definitely amazing. So with that, like, have you reached out to dealerships to possibly create cars, or what have, I guess, what's the process with the cars that you made so far? How many cars you made so far?
Okay, for now, I'm working on 3 projects. For now I'm working on 3 projects. That's the sports car that I made that came out, and some 3 tires and a food truck. So within the first process, the first one that I did encouraged me to do.
Yeah.
The two that I've added to it. So the first one encouraged me to work.
Yeah.
Hello.
Say it again. Yeah.
So I was saying that because of the first one that I was able to do, it's encouraged me to work on the other ones. So right now we are having three projects that we are working on. That's the food truck, the three tires, and then the sports car. That's our project that we have done so far. But the one that we are getting to the finishing is the sports car.
Mm, that's amazing. Man, yeah. Just the idea, man. I definitely appreciate just the creativity, you know. And I seen like you was doing that in your garage. Right. Sorry about that. So I'm assuming like every day you use the car that you first created. So how's the process? Is it pretty? It looked like it was like just pretty much naturally made. Do you use gasoline? I guess what's the process to that car that you made, the first car?
Okay. The first car that we built, we find it difficult to get the materials to work. So we use this round pipe, square pipe, the angle bar, and then the plate to do the chassis and then the modeling of the car. But we didn't have the funds to buy the right materials for it. So at that time, it was very difficult for us to get the materials to work. So we find it difficult because I was in school and I had to go to school and come back to work and get some money. So my friends were also helping me to gather those money for the parts. So mm-hmm. As you can see, combined two vehicles, we use this thing, motorcycle and the car parts. So the car drives by this one motor engine. Then the wheels, the suspension system is the car. We use the car rims and the car hubs, the lower arm, the stabilizer bar of the car to build everything. But it's the engine inside, it's a motor engine which pulls it. Because we didn't have money to buy the original car engine, the one that we can afford is the motor engine. So that's why we use that engine to build our project. But even with that, we are still working on it to be able to get the good interior design and some leakages are in it, because I didn't think I would reach that far. So yeah. It was very poor. But this time around, we are making all those corrections to let it be standard.
I realized that, I realize that most of it is reused things. Like you went to like junkyards, or the material you found for is definitely like unique to create what, you know, that's definitely unique.
Yeah, we use the scrap metals. the scrap metals for the body. And also because we can't afford the or the new parts, we have to use those scrap metals. And also we have been gathering them to sell them for the scrap billet to get money. And some parts are in it that we didn't buy. We have to create it by ourselves to be able to fix the position of how we want it to be. Example, like the gears. The gears are not a normal car gear. It's a new way of changing gears that we plan to build on that vehicle. The reason is because it is not using a car engine, but rather it is using the motor engine. So the settings for that makes it unique.
I know some people, a lot of people have been supporting. I've seen a couple of celebrities and et cetera. Have any major companies reached out to you? Because I know you didn't, I've seen some events you was at, but have any major companies reached out to you to get some ideas or design with you?
Yes, we got a lot of people who was interested, but sometimes the companies don't reveal themselves. There's a few. They come in, maybe they'll be asking for my education background, and also it's not all that we are still in process with them. So right now, some said I should finish with my essay so that they can help me. They can help me from there. So, but we are also connecting with other people who they are still interested in what you are doing.
I guess one of my last major questions is, how big do you want this to become? What all do you want to do? With your talents already, what all do you want? How do you want to expand this? And do you see it reaching out to the States, going to colleges in the States, et cetera? What's some more of your goals?
Yes. My goal for now, I wanted to further my education in abroad, like any country who they are very good in mechanical aspects, so that I can be able to improve my talent from there. Because here it's very difficult for you to get the facilities to work, even though you are going to the school, but sometimes the facilities are not provided. So I'll be delighted if I get someone who can help me continue my education based on mechanical engineering.
Definitely amazing, and definitely hit to support. Definitely, if any other ways I need to support, definitely just let me know. Definitely. Last question. So how's the environment of Ghana right now? How's everything going on in Ghana?
Everything is cool. You're living the normal life that we are. It's nothing different.
Yeah, and I hate how society, I feel, or media, depicts, they show certain images that they want to show minus. They show the negative instead of the positive that's going on in countries like Kenya and Africa, period, as a whole continent. I feel like it's a misconception. But yeah, I'm glad you even you can provide clarity on the true environment and the true the truth shown in Kenya and the environment of Kenya. But yeah, definitely here to support, man. Keep making cars and keep being creative and whatever you need, definitely here to support from the US to Ghana and Africa. Definitely appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
All right. Will you be in touch? Say it again.
I really appreciate the meeting that we have right now.
Oh yeah, man. Definitely. That's what it's all about, to you know, to build with each other and create, and you know, strictly for our people, man. And I appreciate you doing that. And I definitely find any way to support, finding other people to support, you know, making it bigger as possible. Thank you.
Okay, thank you too.
You have a good day. Appreciate you, man. All right.